Hello, friends. Welcome to this new topic. Today, we will learn what true meditation really is. Many people hear about meditation and think it is just sitting quietly with eyes closed. But it is much more than that. It is a way to truly understand ourselves and the world around us. In this session, we will explore how meditation helps us gain deeper knowledge, find peace of mind, and live better in every part of life. Now, let's get started. Meditation is a helpful tool that lets us dig deeper into our understanding. It helps us make sense of life, get to know ourselves better, and figure out the world around us. To build this kind of understanding, what do we need? We need a calm and peaceful mind. Yes, that's right. If our mind is jumping around from one thought to another, how can we focus and learn anything deeply? When our attention stays steady on one thing, that is when real understanding happens. If our focus keeps wandering off, we cannot grasp things properly. So remember, meditation itself is not the end goal. The real goal is to grow our understanding of everything. Sadly, many people see meditation as a way to run away from reality, like hiding from their problems or daily stresses. They might think, "I will just meditate and forget my worries." But that's not it. Instead, once we have learned the basics of meditation, we should think about how to bring it into every part of our life. We need to apply it to make every area of life better. For example, if today we need money to live comfortably, how can we use meditation to help us earn it? Maybe by focusing fully on our work or business ideas without distractions, we make smarter choices and work harder. If we want to improve our relationships with family or friends, meditation can help by making us more patient and attentive listeners. So, we understand others' feelings better and avoid arguments. How about increasing our happiness? Through meditation, we can learn to enjoy small moments, like watching a sunset or sharing a meal, without always chasing big things. We can even use it to control our attention to our thoughts, manage our senses, and see reality as it is. True meditation is about looking at what really exists right now. It is knowing what is real and what is not, and spotting the difference between the two. For instance, realizing I am here, and because I exist, I can see and experience all this. That is part of meditation. It is like looking at both sides of a coin. Who am I really? And what am I not? The goal of meditation is to examine these two sides closely and understand them fully. In simple words, meditation is a tool. A tool to expand our understanding and awareness. But meditation is not for just feeling good or getting pleasure. It is not about chasing some kind of fun or enjoyment. If you sit with your eyes closed for hours or even years doing nothing else, what happens? Nothing will change. Now, let's talk about what meditation truly is and how we can practice it in our daily lives. There are two main ways to do meditation: active and passive. Let's start with active meditation. Active means you are doing something, but you are doing it with full attention. Your focus is completely on the task at hand. For example, if you are doing work, but your mind is dreaming about a vacation or worrying about bills, that is not meditation. You are lost in thoughts or illusions. But if you are doing work with all your heart, carefully, using your full energy and honesty, fully involved without any distractions, that is active meditation. Think about it. Is there any task that cannot be meditation if done this way? Cooking a meal can be meditation if you pay attention to chopping vegetables, smelling the spices, and stirring with love. Walking to work can be meditation if you notice each step. Feel the ground under your feet and observe the trees or people around you without letting your mind wander to yesterday's problems. Even talking to a friend, if you listen fully, look them in the eyes, and respond from the heart, that is meditation too. But if you are doing one thing while thinking about something else, your energy is split. It is like being half here and half in a dream world. Your power is not fully in the present. So do things with full attention. Like if you need to think, turn your attention fully to thinking. If you are reflecting on the past, do it with focus. If you need to feel angry about something unfair, like a friend who betrayed you, do it with full awareness. Examine why you are angry. Feel it completely, but do not let it control you blindly. Often, when you pay close attention to anger, it fades away because you see it is not helpful. You cannot stay angry if you are truly observant. The same goes for hate. You might hate someone without thinking, like while eating dinner and muttering bad things about them in your mind. But try sitting down and hating with full attention. Look closely at what they did, why it hurt you, and the whole story. When you do this, you will understand the situation better and step out of it, feeling free from hatred. You would not put your hand on fire on purpose if you are paying attention, only by mistake. So, attention is like intelligence. It makes you wise. Now, let's talk about passive meditation. Passive meditation is about sitting still and just observing what is happening without doing anything. You do not need to make an effort to see the world. It comes to you. For example, doing something active is like lifting your hand. That is action. But in passive, you are sitting quietly, and sounds come on their own. You hear birds chirping without trying. You just listen. That is passive meditation. You close your eyes, and you might see darkness. Do not force yourself to see light or anything else. Just accept the darkness. This is key, because many of our life's problems come from wanting to see what is not there. Things that already exist. Nobody wants it. And running after what does not exist. Close your eyes, see the darkness, and know this is darkness. That is meditation. Feel your breath going in and out, and know this is breathing. That is meditation. A thought might appear, should I go for a vacation? You notice the thought and gently bring your attention back to your breath or a sound. You are not trying to stop thoughts. You are training yourself not to be carried away by them. If your body feels sensations, observe that too. It is not complicated. Like when someone touches your arm, you feel it right away. That is awareness. But if someone touches you and you are lost in daydreams, you might not even notice. That is being unaware. Awareness is meditation. It means doing everything consciously, working with full presence, seeing with open eyes, hearing clearly, smelling fully, tasting mindfully, touching gently, hugging someone with real warmth, loving with your whole heart. All this is meditation. Being unaware is like sleepwalking through life. Awakening means being fully alert at every level, aware of your thoughts, feelings, and what is happening right now. You do not have to do meditation like a chore. It is about giving real attention. People think they must force it, like sitting with eyes closed for hours. But the purpose of meditation is simple: to live fully. Active meditation helps solve all life's problems. If you need money, do not run from it. Face it with focus. Do your work with full attention, and the problem solves itself. For peace in life, use active meditation to meet your needs. Take action with all your energy and power. Now, you might wonder, if active meditation fixes everything, why do passive? Passive is for rest. When you work with full focus, you get tired. So sit quietly, just observe, and you recharge, like a battery getting energy. But remember, passive is not thinking or forcing thoughts. If a thought comes, like, should I go to office? Zarinya, notice it. Then gently bring attention back to your breath or a sound. You do not stop the thought. You just do not feed it. The goal is not to erase thoughts, but not to fuel them. Do both. Use passive meditation to rest and recharge, and active meditation to build health, wealth, and happiness. If you lack health, like getting sick a lot, your happiness won't last long, and you'll depend on others for help. Without basic things like good health, you can't dive into deep questions like, who am I? These questions are important, but not urgent right now. First, take care of urgent needs using active and passive meditation so you can focus on what really matters in life. The ultimate goal of human life is what? To realize that you are the source of everything. You are that pure essence, meaning you are not separate from God or the divine. This is the real purpose of life. So start by working on your health, because a healthy body helps your mind work well. When your mind is strong, you can earn money for a comfortable life, so you can think deeply about life's big purpose without worries. This way, you understand why everything in life has meaning. If you have good health, enough wealth, and strong relationships, which bring true happiness, don't waste time on too many pleasures or fake meditation. Now is the time for real inquiry. And what does real inquiry look like? Look, we have five senses. To explain this in a simple way, they correspond to the five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and space. Each of these elements has certain qualities. And to perceive these qualities, we have our senses. For example, the ears. They receive vibrations. When those vibrations reach inside through our ears, we interpret them as sound. The same kind of vibration, when it enters through our eyes, we experience it as sight. We say, I saw something. Observe these senses closely. Without senses, the body is like a rock. To observe the senses, you need a lot of patience and dedication. For example, when you look at someone, ask yourself, why am I looking? What happens because of that? What is the entire movement behind this act of seeing? The moment contact happens, like when I see or hear something, immediately, the form of a person or thing appears in the mind. For instance, I hear a voice and instantly think, this is John's voice. As soon as that word John arises, the image or form of John is created in the mind. A story forms in your mind about John, maybe good or bad memories. You see him through your mind, not as it is. So this kind of seeing with full awareness is what we call self-control. It means having control over your senses. That means you are seeing the whole movement of your senses, how they are working, how your mind is influencing the actions based on past experiences. This is the level of the senses. Once you understand the senses in detail, you realize that this exploration is endless because all the senses are interconnected. Beyond the senses, there is another layer, which is our feelings and emotions. So you need to ask, what are my emotions? What are these feelings that are controlling me? They make this body dance like a puppet. I want to do one thing, but they make me do something else. I am a slave to these feelings and emotions. Even when I don't want to, they make me do all the wrong things. These feelings and emotions, this is what we call the mind. First, we observe the movements of the senses. Then, we begin to observe the mind. How and when feelings arise, and how these feelings turn into emotions. Emotions are nothing but energy in motion. You are that energy. And when a feeling arises, that energy begins to move. That's what we call an emotion. As soon as the emotion rises, action follows automatically. Now, to observe all this clearly, the birth of a feeling, how it turns into an emotion, and how it leads to action, you need a very calm mind and a high level of intelligence. And how will this kind of intelligence develop? It will come through the actions you take in this world. The more consciously you live, the more your intelligence grows. If a person can improve their health and manage their wealth wisely, then that person can also understand how to handle their relationships, can also correct their perception, and make better decisions about what is right and wrong. Do this out of curiosity. Become genuinely interested in the feelings that control you, in the emotions that drive your actions. What could be more fascinating than observing their movements and understanding how they work within you? You have to understand each movement of the senses. Know it. Stay aware without going along with it. Where the senses are going, why they are going, catch its root, and understand well that this was a desire from where this thought arose. Because of that, this feeling came up. Because of this feeling, this emotion is being born inside, which is making this body helpless to act. So, can I know this entire process without acting? So, when we have seen all this, automatically this question will arise. Who is the one knowing all this? So, who is it that when there is a gap between two thoughts? Who is knowing all this? A thought and also no thought. So, who is connecting these two moments? Who is knowing when there is a waking state, a dream state, and a deep sleep? That which knows all is beyond time, beyond space. That is always there. That can be known in waking state. So, such questions arise within you, which will lead you to the ultimate awakening. In the end, true meditation is about full awareness in action and rest, leading to understanding life, solving problems, and discovering your true self. It is not for escape or pleasure, but for living wisely and freely. By practicing active and passive ways, you build a better life. Embrace this, and you will find peace. So, thanks for listening. See you in the next session.